10 p.m. was the start time for the first debate of the presidential election campaign. The three candidates, Independent TD Catherine Connolly, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys and Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin, were all in the studios of Virgin Media last night to be questioned by journalist Kieran Cuddihy. The debate ranged from Irish unity to Gaza to crime to housing and more besides. The spikiest moments were between Ms Connolly and Mr Gavin on Gaza and on defence. He questioned her criticism of EU countries increasing their military spending at the expense of welfare.
We need to have an honest conversation here. There's a geopolitical crisis. There's a war ongoing in Ukraine. I passed the Russian embassy today. I saw all the Ukrainian flags flying, the people in that neighbourhood supporting the people of Ukraine. There's a war on the eastern border of Europe. Each country has a choice to make to defend their democracy, to defend their sovereignty. That is a given right. I'm sure to defend the German government could be spending their money elsewhere in welfare. But they have, what choice do they have? What choice do Estonia have? Latvia have? They need to protect our sovereignty.
Well, there wasn't much dividing them on housing. All three agreed the country needs more houses. Catherine Connolly said the number of government schemes made that goal more difficult.
The government set up a housing commission, and amongst many recommendations, one of their conclusions before the recommendations was that we need a radical reset of housing policy. And then the one went on to give the recommendations, which have been utterly ignored by the government. And so we go from crisis to crisis, and we have the obscenity where over 16,000 people are homeless, and within that number we have 5,000. And it is simply unacceptable. The Housing Commission was the point where any sensible government would have changed policy.
And Heather Humphreys spent much of her time defending her role as a minister in previous Fine Gael-led governments. On the question of Irish unity, this is what she had to say.
As John Hume said, you must unite people, you must build those bridges, you must break down those barriers. And I want to build on the work that Mary McAleese did. She did wonderful work in bringing both communities together in Northern Ireland, whether it's nationalist or whether it's unionist. I will work with the flag. Well, the flag is a symbol of unity. And I honestly
But people in the unionist community, it's a symbol of nationalism.
Yeah, but I think to be fair to the flag, it clearly outlines the orange of unionism and the green of republicanism, and that's of nationalism, and that is so important with peace and with white in the middle.
Well, we're joined now by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, going into this debate, it was probably Jim Gavin who had the most to prove given his political inexperience. How did he do?
I think he performed probably better than expected. He certainly looked confident during when he was delivering his opening monologue, and his first intervention was to tackle Catherine Connolly on her claims about why Germany is rearming and how it has echoes of the Nazis in the 1930s. I mean, that's a risky enough strategy in your opening intervention. He wasn't as polished as the others, stumbling a little bit and was raising his arms too often, and he got caught a couple of times. But I think all in all, he walked out the door feeling happy enough.
He stopped short of saying Ireland is full, but he did say that the level of immigration was unsustainable. How will that go down in Fianna Fáil?
Well, this is it. I think everyone's ears pricked up. He said that the amount of immigration over the past 2 to 3 years was unsustainable. But maybe recognising the territory he was in, he then went on to qualify it to note that the figures were going down. So that the implication clearly being that the government and Fianna Fáil was doing something about it. Housing came up during the same sort of section, and he talked about the coalition needed to do more. Again, not a biggie. I think he was able to sort of make his way through those tricky moments.
Heather Humphreys was probably the quietest of the three, and it seemed that she was caught between whether to defend 14, 15 years of Fine Gael in government or try and remain apart from that and be critical of specific government policies.
Precisely. I think it was always going to be a challenge that she was going to find herself defending problems which accrued during her time around the cabinet table, accrued during Fine Gael's time in government. And as the maxim runs, if you're explaining, you're losing. She tried to pivot away a couple of times from a question about the past to say what she would do if elected president, but the strategy didn't always work. And, you know, for example, when on the housing crisis, saying every minister for housing did their best, but we didn't achieve what we want to achieve, wasn't compelling. So I think she found herself on the back foot. She found herself explaining, and I think it was out of the three candidates, she was the one who found it the most uncomfortable night.
And on Gaza, it was interesting. She questioned, when she was being asked about the Occupied Territories Bill, she questioned how effective that bill would be in reality.
Yeah, it struck me as if she was nearly wondering aloud, and rather than having a firm position. When she said it, all of the journalists in the press room out in Virgin Media stopped typing. And then she sort of veered back towards the government position, which is also the position of most opposition parties, that the Occupied Territories Bill should be enacted and that should happen even if there are economic consequences as a result. But it was certainly a moment. She looked as if she was going to say something very strong and then didn't.
And Catherine Connolly, like Heather Humphreys, so much political experience. But for Catherine Connolly, did it show last night?
I think it did. She was making cogent arguments from her left political perspective. She was delivering them with clarity. She was also calm under fire too. And that's another example of where her experience came through. For example, when Jim Gavin decided to have a go at her. I mean, I'm not sure what the phrase, when she's talking about Germany's rearmament as this military-industrial complex, I'm not sure if that's going to resonate widely. And particularly when she talks about it and framing Germans rearming in the context of trying to boost its economy and not referencing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But all in all, she was the one who became stronger during the course of the debate.
Who do you think won it?
I think probably Catherine Connolly shaded it. She had a sticky moment towards the end where she seemed a little bit uncertain in relation to United Ireland and what was going to happen there. I think, but it was a tight margin. I think that Jim Gavin will be happy enough and feel that he's going to make progress in the upcoming debates for the Week in Politics and Primetime. I think the person who probably have most to think about this morning is Catherine Connolly. What is she going to do next time in the next debate when she's asked once again about particular government failures? She said, you know, good things happen too. We now do have full employment, but on something like homelessness, how can she get out of that corner?
Those questions facing Heather Humphreys. And just very quickly, Paul, at Cabinet today, the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, he's going to present his plan to remove the passenger cap at Dublin Airport to allow for more flights. How soon will it be lifted?
I honestly don't know. He's bringing a memorandum. It's 12 pages justifying the reason for going to legislate on the issue rather than going through local authorities. Notably, it's quite critical of the Dublin Airport Authority for not moving speedily enough, suggesting it's created uncertainty. It's highly unsatisfactory and damaging to both the authority's reputation and Ireland's. But on that question of when is this all going to happen, it says that legislating is a risky strategy. Why? Because it has a risk of ending up in the courts.
Paul Cunningham, thank you very much. 7:28. First of the presidential election debates took place on Virgin Media last night. The three candidates, Independent TD Catherine Connolly, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys and Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin, spoke on Irish unity, Gaza, crime, housing and much more besides. For his thoughts, we are joined by Irish Times columnist Gerard Howlin. Gerard, what did you think overall?
It was very boring. It was too long. The questions were too long. There was little interaction between the candidates. It was questions by rote, lines learned off. Little that wasn't said before was said. I suppose we saw them together for the first time. We'll see them together several more times. I would say, particularly in relation to Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin, that they really need to just take the gloves off, fire up. That just this recitation of inane positions is more likely to lose votes than to gain them. Whether Catherine Connolly was convincing is another issue, but she did have a point of difference. She did seem to have a bit more passion about her positions, whatever you might think of the credibility of them. She was probably, and I won't use the word winner because it would be a big exaggeration in the circumstances, but she probably did a bit better than the other two. And if there is a conventional wisdom that Gavin can elect Humphreys, they need to rethink that, because if they keep going at this level of inanity, perhaps voters might in the end take a different view.
I listed there the subjects on which they spoke, and there were others as well as that. But there was no vision for the presidency on display last night. There was none articulated by any of the candidates beyond loving their country and uniting people.
No, and I wasn't a fan of the format. I don't think vision had much place or much opportunity in that format. They were asked about a series of issues which, as president, they would not have a lot to do with or much to input on. And that issue that you raised, Audrey, of vision for the presidency and the difference between them in terms of that vision, how far they would push the boundaries of the office. or not, as the case may be. Were they happy, unhappy with certain stances, not just the policy positions, but the way he articulated as president, Michael D. Higgins? None of that was aired or discussed, and that's a pity. And in relation to the positions they took on the issues raised, it was overwhelmingly about playing safe. Catherine Connolly simply said what she had said before, but she did it a bit better because, after a fashion, she has a position.
Is it difficult for Heather Humphreys in particular, because she's there as Fine Gael's candidate? She's been 14 years in office herself. She will find specific policies hard to defend, like housing, and yet she can't be critical, because then that will beg the next question. Well, you were in government for 14 years, so why didn't you do A, B or C? Is she caught?
Yeah, she's in a corner on that issue, and she hasn't figured out how to get out of it, because she's not a candidate for government. She's a candidate for president, and government is in the past. But at least twice last night, like, housing was one particular issue. She seemed caught by the past. She seemed to want to defend the past when she shouldn't have. She should have pivoted out of it and talked about President Humphreys, for people who are homeless, for people who are trying for a mortgage that seems out of reach, and what her presidency would articulate for them. But she didn't try, and that was a mistake. And she's going to have to get out of these corners, which of course she'll be pushed back into, because that's politics and that's a competitive election.
What's Jim Gavin going to have to do? Because there were people who thought, you know, he didn't do too badly, given he is entirely inexperienced at this type of debating, inexperienced politically as well, and that he didn't do too badly.
He didn't do too badly. He said everything he had to say with enormous emphasis, but he didn't articulate very much. It was interesting to see him in action. I'm still not clear why he's a presidential candidate. I don't think we're much the wiser. He has several weeks to address that, but he still has to address it.
Thank you very much for coming in. The next debate on The Week in Politics on Sunday, Gerard Howland, columnist with the Irish Times. It's 8:53.